Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, where we spend 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. This is Cindy Sharp, and I am your host. I'm also a spiritual business coach that coaches spiritual entrepreneurs with their business to help them to create raving, loving fans. And, you know, we all need a little healing on some level. But a lot of times when we take our spiritual self into the healing business, it really brings up some stuff for us. And so this is about healing your business, healing yourself, and 15 minutes to thrive right before you get started on your day. And you can listen to it, of course, anytime during the day. But here's the scoop. Today we are talking about, we are doing a little bit of a series. You can listen to it once or you can just, or you can listen to it for the whole week. And it's called Calling All Healers, 5 Steps to Healing Your Business. And here is what we talked about yesterday. And we talked about awareness and paying attention to when things were moving to a little bit of a place of struggle or things were moving to a, I don't know how to do this. Or we're moving to, you know, just not the energy that we want to bring to our business. And unfortunately, as I said yesterday, we live in this human world, right? So, you know, you have business over here, you have spirit, and then where there's this kind of fine line kind of between the two of them where we kind of bring both worlds together. So we kind of bring that human world together, bring that spiritual world together, and we make things fit. So today we're going to talk about gratitude in your business. This is one of the 5 steps. And then on Friday, we're going to do a beautiful business healing that will really heal your business and help you get started on this beautiful, fantastic new year that we have going on here, 2016. Gotta love that. So here is what we want to chat about when it comes to gratitude today. And I just want to take a few breaths with you and kind of get you to be here in the energy, you know, because sometimes, sometimes we've got things going on around us and we just need to relax and be here in the energy. So here's the thing about gratitude is that, you know, gratitude is this human word that you hear a lot of. We talk about it a lot during the month of December. We talk about it in different times of the year. But gratitude really isn't, you know, just a word. Gratitude is a vibration. And when we get a little bit out of sync in our business and we're not moving forward in the flow, which is what we do here together in this 15 minutes to thrive, is to get our energy into that flow of moving forward. When we do that together here, one of the things that we do is we bring in a lot of gratitude. And this is something that bringing into your business on a regular basis helps tremendously. So a lot of times when you have a business, you're not sure exactly what is the next step, or you're not sure what it is you're supposed to do. And there is a sense of frustration that kind of comes with that, or a sense of uneasiness, like we talked about yesterday. It's that doubting yourself, not sure that things are going to go right, not completely sure that you can do this, not sure that you are really called to do this, you know, beautiful, gorgeous work that you do. And the thing is that all those things are true. You were called. There are no real challenges when it comes to this. It's just resting in that gratitude space and getting yourself into the flow and moving forward. So yesterday we talked about this awareness, and the awareness is where, you know that you're kind of getting out of your vibe. You know that the energy is not the energy that you prefer to be in as a spiritual being. And you can feel yourself, you know, maybe get your energy kind of coming down a little bit, or however that feels to you. And awareness is being aware in the moment and going ahead and, you know, changing it, which we talked about yesterday. You'll have to go, because I don't want to get too far into that because we only have a few minutes. So, but today, gratitude is about taking that one step deeper, and that is where we really, we change the energy, and then we really step into this energy of, it's okay, I'm grateful to be here because I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. I know my business is where it's supposed to be. I totally, completely understand that even if something didn't go right yesterday, or something didn't go right a few minutes ago, or here, I'll give you a perfect example. Right before I came on today, my computer didn't work. I had decided yesterday because in all my brilliance, and sometimes being a spiritual woo-woo person definitely causes you a little bit of, not making the most perfect decisions. And that is, I decided last night, I'm going to go ahead and download Windows 10, you know, kind of forgetting that when I woke up this morning that I was going to have to deal with, you know, using something new. And so I couldn't get on the air this morning. And it literally, you know, the show starts at 9:30, and at 9:29 and some seconds, I was, you know, getting myself on and, you know, finally getting in here to get this taken care of. And there was a moment of, oh, my gosh, this is maybe isn't going to work. You know, oh, my gosh, that, you know, this might not happen. And I literally had to sit back, do that little energy rest into spirit holding me, and say, you know what? Everything happens the way it's supposed to. Thing happens in the right time. And I'm grateful for this moment where I'm learning that. And as soon as I relaxed myself into that energy, as soon as I called on my guides and said, here, just support me and help me and let's get this up and running, as soon as I did that, bam, everything just came in and worked perfect, because I'm then dealing with the vibration, with the energy, and with the love of the universe and the love that your guides and your angels and your team, as I love to call them, have for you. So I'd like you to take a look in your business and think about some places that maybe you haven't been grateful. Maybe you are forgetting. You know, sometimes people get so into this, you know, I have to make a certain amount of money. Oh, my client canceled yesterday. They get so into what's not working that they forget to be grateful for what is working. And they also forget, as I forgot this morning and had to recheck myself, is, it really doesn't matter. You are where you are, and things are perfect the way they are. And that to be grateful for that there is a bigger plan, to be grateful for that there's something that you can't see that is bigger than you are, that you're being pulled, that you're being drawn, that are you being asked to step out in a big way, in a powerful way, and heal others and heal the world. And when you really get to that place of going, I can do that. I can be grateful for that. Okay, look, maybe I didn't heal anybody today. Maybe I couldn't figure out how my computer turned on, or whatever it is that possibly it could be that you struggled with today, but just be grateful that there's something bigger, this bigger plan for you. And instead of focusing on the word gratitude, find out what the energy of gratitude is for you. I know for myself, and when I've coached and helped other people with getting themselves to this energy in their business, is that there's this calmness. There's this little kind of a buzz going on, like a, you know, a love buzz. I'm going to call it the love buzz. And when you're in that love buzz, everything seems to just work right. Now, in the love buzz, I could have turned on my computer this morning, and my computer could have not worked, and it wouldn't have mattered because I would have just been in the love buzz, and I'd know everything's going to happen for the greater good of myself and of my business. So see what gratitude feels like to you, and today that's what we're going to work on, is getting yourself in a place of gratitude for your business. Remember, this week it's about calling all healers to heal their business. And sometimes healing your business starts with healing self. Matter of fact, a lot of times it starts with healing yourself. And next week we'll talk about some more different plans that you can put in to, you know, vip up your business for 2016. But this week we just wanted to start off with a clear healing before we move forward. So today your assignment is to learn what the energy of gratitude feels for you. And you know, if you already know this, and it's a spiritual being, there's probably a pretty good chance that you have a pretty good idea. But if you don't, here's some things that you can do. If you have a child, look at your child and just focus on that energy. If you have an animal, go out in nature, look at a beautiful flower. Sit and do a little bit of meditation. Whatever it is that brings you to that connection, a prayer. And as you're connecting, feel what it feels like. Feel the gratitude energy and thank your team, the guides, whatever you call them, for being there to help you with this. So with your business, we're going to go back to yesterday for 1 second. You have to allow yourself to know you're getting out of sorts and you have to be able to shift it. You then have to stop and get yourself in that energy of gratitude, that place where you just know life is flowing perfectly. Spirit has a big message for you, for your life, and a big message through you to others to spread love and healing. So what I would suggest is that you spend some time today. We always think we have all sorts of things to do for our business, right? But even if it's just 5 minutes, really connecting to the energy of gratitude, the energy of being thankful. There is my special love that I'm leaving you with today. And so this is Cindy Sharp. I wanted to say that there's other ways to, you know, work with me or hear from me. So let me tell you a little bit about it. You can go to my webpage, it's Cynthia Sharp, excuse me, it's sharpeningyourspirit.com. Or you can go to the Spirituality Center and see some free classes that I do. Matter of fact, I have one coming up this week. You can also go to YouTube. I mean, there's all sorts of neat things I do to reach out to you and to really help you with your business. And I would certainly love to get to know you better. And I want to make sure that you know, in this place, this 15 minutes to thrive, to keep your business alive, sharpening your spirit, you are loved wholeheartedly, 100%. And I thank you so much for coming in today. Sending you with love and light. Bye-bye now. See you tomorrow.